kind and tender. They're leading me in the path that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals, saying, come, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's sweet heaven, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not a verse shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Amen. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I appreciate you tonight, brother and sister Long. Amen. And the children, Josh and Brittany and Frankie, I feel a good spirit from you, son. Amen. I'm glad to have met you. I'm glad to be called your friend. Amen. Jesus Christ, he is our great and loving friend. Is he not? He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's that one who'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. Folks, tonight we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Jesus Christ, amen, he called us to himself. Our bodies are in this world. Our flesh walks in this life. But my eternal life is hid away in him. The Bible says, amen, that we walk in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. Think of that. He is the head and we're the body. And we are walking in heavenly places in Christ. We look to the left and right, and we see the trials and the tests and the turmoil in this life. Amen. These trials and these tests, they should make us love the Lord more. They should make us hunger and thirst to walk with Jesus. That we have an escape. Amen. That we, amen, have an eternal part of us. We have a soul, an eternal soul. Amen. An immortal soul. Amen. A soul, I won't say eternal, but amen, it is immortal. Amen. It's going to exist forever and ever. For our God, he did breathe into the nostrils of Adam, and Adam did become a living soul. And amen, each of us have a soul. Amen. And that soul, it hungers and thirsts after God. Amen. It wants to be in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, amen, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesseth. Amen. It's not riches. Amen. It is the Spirit of God. Amen. It is the Spirit of God. Amen. It's one thing for sure. We come into this world naked, and we're going out the same way. Amen. With food and clothing, be you content. Amen. But the word says, but those that will be rich, amen, they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They pierced themselves through, amen, with destruction and perdition. Amen, foolish and hurtful lusts that drowned men in perdition. Folks, amen, on the outward looking in this life, we're never going to be famous. Thank you, Jesus. We're never going to be renowned. Thank you, Lord. Amen, we're not going to be counted as wise. Hallelujah. Because man's wisdom is foolishness to God, and God chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and that no man by man's wisdom would ever know God. Amen. Josh, some people are just too smart for their own good. They're just too smart, amen, in the things of this life that they're ignorant of the things of God. But he's revealed this thing unto babes. He's revealed this thing unto us. I have a hope. I have a hope. I have a better life ahead of me. Right. Amen. As a young man, I thought about God every time I got in trouble. Every time I knew that I was going to have to answer for something I did that I should not do. Amen. And when fear would come up on me, amen, help me, Lord. Lord God, just get me out of this mess. I didn't remember saying, and if you do, I'll serve you. I should have. I was ignorant of the name of Jesus. Amen. I thought of him as just some son. Well, I just said, Lord God, help me. If I could have just asked it in Jesus' name, amen, I might have had some better results. Amen. But I know he heard me, and he led me, and he directed me. But I said unto myself, is my life just getting up in the morning and going to work, putting in a day's labor, facing the troubles of life, come home, have my supper, amen, take a shower, go to bed, get up and go and do it the next day, day in and day out, and one day die. What was it for? There's got to be more to life than just that. Got to be more to life than just that. And so, God, in his mercy, he showed me his light. He drew me when I knew not that I was being drawn. He called me and I didn't even know he was going to call me. But he put me in the right place at the right time and the right man of God to say, is there anybody in here today that would like to give their heart to Jesus Christ and make heaven their home? Come up to this altar. That was it. That was the whole message. Church was over. People were going home, this dismissing, and he said that. Hallelujah. Frankie, when he said that, I thought, no, not me. People know me. People know my conversation. They know what type of person I am. I was a worldly man. But at the next moment, I stepped out of that aisle and I walked up there and I knelt down and I began to cry and I felt a forgiveness. And as I opened my eyes, my wife had knelt down beside of me. I've said this to you before, but see, that's my testimony. Amen. I'm going to remember my humble beginnings. Hallelujah. I'm going to remember I didn't have to say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, I was just crying. And I felt the presence of God. And that pastor just said, you want to get baptized? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I felt the power of God. I felt the God for the first time in my life. I know you should be baptized. Yes, sir, I want to get baptized. Come back out tonight. See, caught me. Come back out tonight. Amen. And I'll baptize you tonight. And my wife and I was baptized that night. Hallelujah. And God changed my life. I've had my ups and downs, and I've had my failures. But I can say this, that I've never been the same as I was then. And I love him more today than I did back then. This relationship has grown. Amen. There's deeper deeps and there's higher heights. Deeper depths and higher heights. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that there's a church in Rockwell. I'm glad there's a holiness church in Rockwell. I'm glad for a pastor and his wife and family, amen, that have sacrificed. Because let me tell you, folks, something tonight. Salvation is free, but it costs you your life. It's free. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. But you must, amen, die out to self. You've got to die out to sin. You've got to deny the flesh the pleasures of sin. Do you hear me? You've got to deny this flesh. People don't want to deny their flesh. Amen. The Word of God says in Hebrews that Moses, when he came of years, when he come to a manhood, when he come of years, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And he could have really enjoyed them, amen, seeing as he was a prince of Egypt, amen, and he was Pharaoh's grandson or Pharaoh's, yeah, grandson, amen. But he esteemed the reproach of Jesus Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. No wonder the Lord said, that's my friend. I know him by name. Now, is that something that the Lord could say, I know that one by his name? Amen. Yes, we know him by his name, but he knows you, Brother Long. Think of that. He's got your name. Hallelujah. This is not my message anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to be worth it all. Every tear. Every tear. The Word says that the tears of the saints are bottled up in heaven. They're a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of the Lord, a great fragrance. Our tears are not lost. Think of that. Amen. That our tears, God saved our very tears. Amen. Our God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. Labor of love. Labor of love. That you have shown toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and you do minister. Our God's not unrighteous. This thing isn't in vain. Amen. God counts success differently than what man calls success. Hallelujah. Amen. The one is willing to lay down his life for a friend. And Jesus said, you are my friends so long as you do that which I command you. Amen. We're living in a day and a time that no one wants to obey. Amen. It makes it a little tougher that way. But tonight, amen, we're going to go to the Word of God. And we named the sermon tonight, Safe from the Storm. Now, in the Word of God, Jesus, through parables, many times compared spiritual things to natural earthly things so that we human beings could understand the things of God, that we may know the mind of God and the will of God. Amen. I want to compare tonight a natural storm to the spiritual storm of God. In this world, there are two most destructive type of storms. One is a tornado, another is a hurricane. With winds of 100 to 300 miles per hour, it destroys whole city blocks in a moment. It causes millions of dollars of damage, and it takes many human lives. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1, starting Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4, the Word of God says, and we have this memorized, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, and suddenly there came a sound out of heaven. Can you hear it? Like a rushing mighty wind. I can hear it. It's just like a train coming down the track. A rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. This is a wonderful thing. Folks, amen, you may read this, and you may read it, and never comprehend it. But he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. I want to compare the natural storm of this life with the spiritual storm of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2 that God's Holy Spirit came into the upper room like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. It came in like a tornado. Amen. Remember Ezekiel, he looked and he saw a storm coming, and it was twisting and turning, and there's lightnings and thunderings coming out. That man saw a tornado coming. Amen, a foretelling, amen, of the things of God. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, diversity of tongues, other languages. But it appeared visibly like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. God sent back the gift of the Holy Ghost like a great storm. It is a rushing mighty wind, a soul-saving storm. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, languages, as the Spirit of God give utterance. This is a miracle of God. This is no small thing. This is the miraculous. This is how God chose to give the gift of the Holy Ghost, His Spirit, unto the early church. If you have received the Holy Ghost, you have received a miracle. Have you ever saw a miracle? You know anybody ever got a miracle? Everyone that's been born again has received a miracle. Everlasting life is a miracle. Amen. And it is a treasure above all treasures. Amen. The natural earthly storm that is a hurricane has what scientists call the eye of the storm. Now, a hurricane has what they call the eye of the storm. In this eye, it is completely calm. There's no wind. There's no rain. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's safe. But this safety lasts only for a few moments. Then you're once again in the storm, in the raging wind and the rain. It is as though the storm were a living thing. It's evil, seeking to destroy you and your loved ones, desiring to kill you. Man, through meteorologists, weathermen, they study the weather, and they watch for hurricanes, they watch for the forming of tornadoes. Why? So that they can warn people to take shelter, to go to a place of safety to possibly save their lives. In the spiritual, Jesus tells us the parable of a man who built his house upon the sand and another man that built his house upon a rock. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, the Word of God says, Jesus speaks and says, therefore, whosoever hears the sayings of mine, many people hear, but they don't understand. But he that hears and doeth them, I will liken to him unto a wise man, wise in the things of God, wise in the wisdom of God, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, And the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon the rock. And every one that heareth the sayings of mine, Jesus said, and does not do them, shall be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I want to build my house upon the rock, Christ Jesus. I want to build my foundation upon, amen, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Think about it. We want to build our spiritual house upon the spiritual rock, which is Christ Jesus. Our spiritual house is our bodies, our own flesh and bone bodies. For the Bible says we are the temple of God, that through the gift of the Holy Ghost, Christ himself will live in us. We'll walk up and down in us. We'll dwell in us. We become the house of God built upon that rock. Do you know who you are tonight? Do you realize how special you truly are? Do you realize how precious you are? Amen. In this world, we may seem as nothing. Amen. We may seem as the offscouring of the earth. Amen. Desolate, abandoned, with nothing. But in the eyes of God, we're a pearl of great price. In the eyes of God, we are precious. We're precious, amen, because we love him. We're precious because we repented, because we received him into our lives. We're precious because we got our eyes off of the world, off of the flesh, off of the lust of the eye. We got our eyes upon the Lord, and we become the seed of Abraham. Amen. And Abraham, being a righteous man, said he declared himself a pilgrim. Folks, tonight we are pilgrims. We are sojourners. We are those that are walking through a strange land. Amen. This is not our home. This is not the end for us. It's only for a moment. We have our eyes, just like Abraham had. We have our eyes on a different city. We have our eyes on a city whose builder and maker is God. Even as Abraham, if he desired, he could have turned back to his father's home. He could have turned back to the world. He could have turned back to sin. But he chose, amen, to get his eyes on a city whose builder and maker is God, and he declared himself a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. Hallelujah. This world, amen, is evil. This world is wicked above all imaginations. Amen. God is long-suffering with this world, that all might come unto repentance. We can't begin to imagine what a holy God that hates sin must endure, amen, that we might be saved. Amen. The word tells me, amen, that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as be the custom of some, especially when we see the day approaching, the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you'll be faithful, amen, if you'll faint not, you're going to receive a reward. We have a promise. Jesus said, I go away, and if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. He said, amen, the fear not, amen, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, he said, there's many mansions. And he said, I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Are you going to count yourself, amen, worthy of salvation? Are you going to count yourself worthy of the things of God? In ourselves, we're not worthy. But in the Spirit, amen, we're worthy. Because we are crucifying our flesh. Amen. We're putting down the carnal man. Amen. We have killed the carnal man. Amen. Crucified him in baptism, being buried with Jesus into a watery grave and coming forth a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have made some sacrifices, folks. Amen. But the word of God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you'd present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is only your reasonable service. The world won't do that. The world won't do that. Amen. I have spoken. I have tried to encourage fellow saints. Amen. It may seem as though you're doing nothing. It may seem as though you're stumbling and falling, but the Bible tells me a righteous man will fall seven times and the Lord will lift him up. Our God knows how to deliver the righteous out of temptation and to reserve the wicked to the day of judgment. Now, that's a good verse. Amen. God knows how to save us. He knows how to deliver us out of temptation. He ain't even going to fool that other man that rejects him, that don't follow him, that don't love him, that don't pray, that don't repent, that don't seek God. That man's going to die in his sins, and he's going to be judged. But mercy triumphs over judgment. Thank God for mercy. Amen. When it first may have taken place in your life, it may have seemed as though this thing happens to everybody. But it doesn't. It may seem like when you got the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell everybody about the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to tell everybody how wonderful Jesus Christ is. And I soon learned, amen, cast not your pearls before the swine, lest they turn again and rend you. Amen. You can't take the good things of God and just throw them out to anybody. The good things that the Lord is showing you, we should testify and witness, amen, of God. But the personal things that God has done for you in your life and is precious to you, hold that preciousness close to you and be careful who you share it with, because they'll laugh you to shame. They will mock you and make light of what Jesus Christ has done for you. Amen. And so I realize as I walk on with God, count your blessings that you even desired God. That when he called, because he is calling, he's calling every soul, but you heard his voice. And you didn't do as those that just turned their back and walked away, but you hearkened to the voice of God. Now you want to hold fast to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, least at any time you let it slip. Amen. Amen. When you begin to think, amen, that you're above reproach, you're above sin, that you're above failing, beware when you think you stand, least you fall. Keep yourself humble. If you'll humble yourself before God, he will exalt you in due time. God hates pride. Humble yourself before God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is our eye of the storm. Amen. Even as a hurricane has that eye of the storm, that calmness, I'm telling you tonight, in this godly storm, amen, Jesus is our eye of the storm. Jesus is our safety zone. Hallelujah. He is our calm in the midst of the storm. Jesus is our salvation. Salvation from what? Death, hell, the grave. Hear me. There is a way that seems good unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. There is a hell. There is a second death. It is appointed unto man once to die, but then comes the judgment. Amen. There are those that, amen, that they're just, amen, in our feast. They're just blotches. Amen. There are those, amen, that they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots, twice dead. It's appointed unto man once to die. The natural fleshly part of the man will pass away. Amen. We'll have eternal life in God. Blessed and holy is he that taketh part in the first resurrection. For upon him the second death have no power. There is a second death. There is this death, amen, where God can cast your body and your soul into hell. Fear not him that can kill your body and then has no more he can do with you, but rather fear him that can cast your body and your soul into hell. Now, why would Jesus say that when we know that this flesh is going back to the dust of the earth? because there's going to come a second resurrection. There's going to be a great white throne judgment, and death and hell and the sea is going to give up their dead, and they're going to walk before the Lord. I'm saying to you, they're going to receive some type of body to walk before the Lord. They've been a disembodied spirit, a soul in hell during this time, amen, of death when they give up the body. But when they walk before the Lord, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The books are going to be opened and men are going to be judged according to the works done in their body. And the fearful thing is, no man shall be justified by works, but the just shall live by faith. Mercy triumphs over judgment. We, blessed and holy, to take part in the first resurrection. Amen. We will not stand before God and be judged whether we're saved or lost. We will stand at what the Bible calls the judgment seat of Christ. During the millennial time, we that are saved, even the prophets of old, all are going to stand before the Lord in the judgment seat of Christ to receive a reward for the works that they done in their body. Not that the works saved them, but after being saved, amen, there is going to be reward for your works. And the Bible tells me that a man's works are going to be tried like silver and gold through a furnace. And if it comes through purified, amen, greater's the reward. But if your works get burned up as wood and stubble, yet your soul's saved. As though by fire. It must be a little bit painful. You know, it sounds to me like it's good. Yeah, but as though it went through the fire. But yet my soul's saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to be saved. Amen. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Praise God. I must be saved. I must be saved. See, is God alive to you? Is God real to you? Jesus is the rushing, mighty wind of God. Amen. A wind of judgment, a tribulation wind, the wrath of God's wind during the great tribulation of God's anger poured out upon wicked men. Now we're talking about being safe from the storm. Talk about being safe from a natural hurricane, a natural tornado. The only safety is in the very eye of the hurricane, and it's only for a moment of time. But we're talking about wanting to be safe from the storm of God. Amen. Thank God for the rushing mighty wind of the Holy Ghost that makes us safe from the wrath of God. The wrath of God. Jesus is that rushing mighty wind. Amen. Jesus Christ is coming back for us. Jesus is coming back for the church. He is coming back for his body. He is going to come in the clouds of glory. The trump of God is going to sound. It's going to happen. This is not a fairy tale. This is not make-believe. Amen. We're not going to die and be of all men most miserable. We believe in a resurrection. We believe that Jesus Christ rose again. And it is our hope that because he rose from the dead, we're also going to raise from the dead. And because he went back into his flesh and bone body, touch me, feel me, Jesus said, a spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. Amen. Yes, his body was glorified. His body became immortal, but it was still a flesh and bone body. And the Bible says it does not yet appear what we're going to be like, but when Jesus Christ appears, we're going to be just like him. For we're going to see him as he is. We're going to receive a glorified body like unto the Lord's glorious body. Gravity can't hold me down. Amen. I can step through a wall. I can have instant transportation to any place I want to be because Jesus Christ is everywhere. And just a thought. Oh, if you could just get a grasp of what God has in store for those that love him. Amen. We're talking about a storm. We're talking about a terrible time coming upon the earth. But I'm here to tell you, friend, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of the unsaved man what God has in store for those that love him. I've heard it preached the other way forever, but the next verse says, but we do know, for we have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You think we don't know? We might not be able to explain it all, but it's going to be miraculous. Hallelujah. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be worth everything that I can sacrifice for it. I ain't worried about the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that he that has suffered in his flesh has ceased from sin. Jesus Christ, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience through the things he suffered. There is suffering in this walk with God. Yes, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, but there is suffering. Praise God. He chose that way for us, that we could be overcomers. Amen. There isn't going to be no making mistakes in heaven. There's not going to be any more devils. There's not going to be any more failures. Amen. Even the angels that are still with God passed the test. They had a choice. They could have followed Satan. They overcome also. There isn't going to be any more angels in heaven in the future disobeying God. He is eliminating that situation, folks. Somehow, some way, in the miracles of God Almighty, when we receive our glorified body and we're in the presence of God, we will not fail him. Not going to be any more failing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The dead in Christ shall receive a new body. He is coming in the clouds. The trump of God's going to sound. The rapture, the catching away of God's people into heaven, is going to take place. This is a sure thing. Take it to the bank. Amen. God can't lie. God's coming again. We that are alive, amen, are going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to be changed from mortal to immortal, from corruptible to incorruptible, and we're going to be caught up with the dead to meet Jesus Christ in the air. Hallelujah. The angels, there's two types of creatures. One's called terrestrial, earthly, us, and there's another type of being called celestial, heavenly, the angels. And even as we have borne the terrestrial, someday we're going to bear the celestial. We're made a little lower than the angels, but we're going to reign as kings and priests with God. We're going to receive a new body. Hallelujah. And we're going to judge angels. You don't know how wonderful it's going to be. Worlds without end. Worlds, plural. We don't know what all God has made. Hey, this creation is the whole universe. Brother Frankie, think about it. There's millions and millions and millions of suns. Like our sun, the soul, S-O-L, sun, that's for our solar system. There's many, many solar systems. There's many, many galaxies. There's millions and millions of suns. I told my son, Ronnie, I said, you know, the angels in heaven are uncountable. One place it calls them stars. I said, a star is a sun. I said, could it be possible that every angel in heaven in the spiritual has a S-U-N in the physical that represents him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to want you to desire what God has in store for those that love him. I want you to get a vision. I want you to be able to see. Without a vision, the people will perish. If you don't really believe there's a heaven, if you don't really believe that God went away to prepare a place for you, if you don't believe in a heavenly city, New Jerusalem, if you don't believe in a new earth, if you don't believe that you're going to get a new body, if you don't believe that you're going to live forever, you're not going to. With him, you're going to exist. In a place of damnation, in a place for the unbeliever, in a place of weeping and wailing, and regret. My goodness, what have we traded? We traded death for life. What is your life but a vapor, a puff of smoke? Here today and gone. Hear me. What is your life but a vapor that appears only for a moment? 70 years? What is 70 years? Oh, 70 years is a long time. 70 years is no time. God didn't even create us in the beginning to only live 70 years. He actually created us through Adam and Eve to live forever. And by the way, folks, death is not your friend. Oh, they've had a hard life. They have suffered much. They're better off now that they've died. They're only better off if they're in heavenly places of Christ Jesus. If they didn't know God, they're not better off. The last enemy that God shall destroy is death. Death is not your friend. God never intended for us to die. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am a spiritual watchman for your souls. I'm a spiritual weatherman. Can you tell the signs of the times? Can you tell the weather? I'm crying out a warning. The rushing mighty wind of God is about to explode upon this earth, the great tribulation period. If you are built upon the rock Christ Jesus, he will put you in his safety zone of his, amen, he will protect you from his terrible storm, and he will rapture you safely into heaven. Hear me. Hallelujah. But woe to those that are left behind. Imagine airplanes in flight whose pilots are saved Christians. They'll be instantly caught into heaven, leaving behind the plane full of people with no pilot. Trains running with no engineers. Cars running down the interstate 70 miles an hour. No drivers behind the wheels. Thousands, maybe even millions of unsaved people will be killed. Amen. It will be worldwide. The worst natural disaster to ever hit man. It will be worse than any tornado, any earthquake, any famine, any pestilence, any fire, any flood. Woe to the earth and those that are left behind for God's wrath. It will begin to be poured out on the wicked. Oh no, my God's love. He would never, ever do that to me. God's great tribulation will have begun. It is a lie from Satan when he takes and perverts the scriptures and says, well, is not your God a God of love? Yes, our God is a God of love, but he's also a consuming fire. Our God loves the sinner, but he hates sin. And if you sinner, don't get rid of your sins, you sinner are going to suffer with your sins. There's going to come a pouring out of the wrath of God upon man. Save yourselves. Repent of your sins. If you have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, I plead with you, please get baptized. Do not put it off. The Bible says you must be born again of water and of the Spirit of God. If you want to be caught up in the rapture, you must be ready when Jesus splits the clouds of glory. You must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. When Jesus sees his Spirit in you, he will spare you the wrath of God. You will be safe from God's storm. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. In Acts 22:16, Ananias spoke to Saul, and he said unto Saul, now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Saul was on a street called Straight. Amen. Saul had been blinded by the light of God Almighty. Saul had been fasting for 3 days. Saul, amen, had repented. Saul had a vision of a man named Ananias coming to him and laying hands on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias had a vision of a man named Saul and him going there and laying his hands on Saul that he might receive his sight. And when he came to Saul, the Bible says that when he laid hands upon him, he not only received his sight, but he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Paul received the gift of the Holy Ghost when Ananias laid hands on him and he received his sight and he received the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, amen, the Spirit of God Almighty. If the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. It took the Holy Ghost to bring Jesus Christ out of the grave. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to raise your body. Hear me. If you have not the Spirit of God, you are none of His. Hard saying. It'll offend people. But the Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. And we all had our conversation in times past in sin. We were all children of the devil. That's true. We were born in sin. We was conceived in iniquity. Amen. And by nature, we were the slaves of sin. So don't brag and don't get puffed up in yourself. Amen. It's by His grace. It's by His mercy that we're saved. It's by His mercy. And folks, when Paul related the story of his conversion, he said that the first thing Ananias said unto him, after he had repented, after he had received his sight, after he had got the Holy Ghost, Ananias still looked at him and said, "Now why are you tarrying? Rise up and wash away your sins." Baptism is important. Amen. I say baptism is important. Amen. Know you not, as many of you that have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. And even as Jesus, that He rose from the dead. Amen. So we come up out of that watery grave, a new creature in Christ Jesus, having put the old man to death by the baptism. Amen. Having been made a circumcision made without hands, having cut off the flesh, the wicked man, and we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Therefore, let not sin reign in your mortal body, for sin will no longer have dominion over you. Amen. We have changed partners. We have changed, amen, masters. Once we served sin, we were the slaves of sin. Now, people don't want to hear this, but now we're still slaves. We're still servants, but now we're servants of righteousness. Now we're the servants of the Most High God. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. He not only saved your soul, but He redeemed your body. Amen. Your body is now the temple of God. So therefore, worship God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'll worship Him in my spirit, but my flesh is going to do whatever I want it to do. You're not your own. Amen. You must. What I have preached is God's truth. Amen. Make yourself an altar. We're living in a day and a time that people don't want to come to the altar anymore. They want quick, easy salvation. They want to bypass the altar. They want to come in and get in with the music and get in with the worship, thinking that they're in a club, thinking it's just one more place to be entertained, one more place to get a good feeling, and bypass salvation. Think about what I'm saying. Bypass salvation. We must make an altar. We must repent. Today is the day of salvation. Find yourself the church. There's only one church. Amen. Those that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. This is a matter of life and death. What is your soul worth to you? What profit a man he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would you give in exchange for your soul? people need to realize that this is a life and death matter. And you can't put it off. Where will you spend eternity? Be ready for Jesus. He is coming in a day and a time when you think not. He is coming. What is your life worth to you? It's either heaven or it's hell. It's either saved or it's lost. It's your decision. It's your decision. Let's stand. It is your decision. Thank God for a mother and father that love their children and preach the truth to them. Amen. When I look back upon the